Herein lies the Calvinist, you know, mantra right here. Calling and election, sure. And again, when they see calling, automatically, oh, it's for salvation. Because calling is always for salvation. Really? Is calling always for salvation? How about this? God hath not called us unto uncleanness. That's not referring to salvation, but unto holiness. You know, the Bible tells us, yes, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, that is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Should, but doesn't mean we will. Right? So he is calling us to do works. He's calling us to holiness. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to fulfill that calling. Okay? So we see in the Bible that calling is not always in reference to being saved. Often it's just being called unto holiness. I mean, think about what we just studied in 1 Peter chapter number 1. For he which hath called you is holy, so be holy, saith the Lord, in all manner of conversation. Amen. Calling you to holiness. That's God's calling on your life. What is God calling me to? Holiness. Amen. Hey, Bible college student, you want to know God's calling on your life? Here, I got one for you. Holiness. You know, put away your CCM, your unclean contemporary Christian faggoty music. Here I am to worship. Yeah. Your CCM garbage, put it away. That's what God's, oh, I'm just trying to see if I'm called to whatever country, called to preach. God's called you to holiness. You know, let's do that and then we'll talk.